It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. I borrowed some doctor shoes today to show you. Here they are. Getting into them now. All sorts of doctor's equipment to show you. You ever been to the doctor? Did you notice whether he had shoes like this? Sometimes they wear shoes like this, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they wear a jacket like this. Sometimes they have a bag like this. A little black bag. But before I show you what's in this bag, I'm going to make up the bed. I'm going to pretend that there's somebody sick in the bed so I can be the doctor. Have you ever seen a couch that makes into a bed? This is one of them. There. This is a sheet. Where's Mr. Roger? Peek-a-boo. Ever help make the bed? Here's a blanket. Where's Mr. Rogers? Peek-a-boo. There. Now, this is a pillowcase. Some people call them pillow slips because you slip the pillow into it. And some people call them pillowcases because it's a case for the pillow. Well, in it goes. The pillow goes in the pillowcase. The pillow slips in the pillow slip. Now the bed's all ready. Make it soft for the person who's sick. Now I'll pretend I'm the doctor coming. Usually when somebody's sick, they want somebody to take care of them. And when children are sick, they want their moms and dads or whoever's close to them to be close to them right then. But the grown-ups want the doctor's help. And so either you go to the doctor's office or he comes to see you, and he brings things in his bag that helps him to find out how you're feeling. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a stethoscope. Have you seen one of these? A stethoscope? The doctor puts the stethoscope in his ears, and then he puts this all along your stomach and all along your back. And that helps him to know whether you have a cold or something inside. This is to take your blood pressure. None of these things hurt. No. They just go on like this. This is kind of like a little clock. And the doctor presses this, and the clock moves around. You could watch that next time you have one of these done. See what else is in here. Oh, this is a tongue depressor. And when the doctor wants to look into your throat, he just puts this on your tongue, and sometimes he asks you to say ah. Can you say ah? Ah. And he goes like this. Ah. And he can see way down in. And usually, when he's finished, he either gives it to you to play with, or he just breaks it in two like that, so he'll never use it again on anybody else's mouth. And then sometimes, if you have a very high fever or a very sore throat, the doctor might think it was best to give you an injection. And so, and fills it up with whatever he thinks is best to put in, and then he just gives you the injection. And sometimes it feels like a pinch, you know, just pinch, like that at first. I'll put this back in the bottle to save it. And he usually throws that away too. And after he's all finished, sometimes he gives some medicine. And you take that, and hopefully you're feeling better. And there's some doctors who even give a lollipop. And then they go off to help somebody else who's feeling bad. But you still have people to take care of you, even when the doctor leaves. And usually when you're not feeling too good, you'd like to have one of your special toys close to you, or your special soft pillow, or a blanket that you know so well. Everybody does. Like somebody close. Sometimes you feel like holding your pillow all night long. Sometimes you hug your teddy bear tightly. He's old, but he's still strong. And sometimes you'd want to snuggle up closely with your own mom and dad. At night, you even need the light sometimes, but that's not bad. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. It's great to know you're growing up bigger every day, but somehow things you like to remember are sometimes put away. And sometimes you wonder over and over if you should stay inside when you enjoy a younger toy. You never need to hide in the long- long, long trip of growing. There are stops along the way for thoughts of all the soft things and a look at yesterday for a chance to fill our feelings with comfort and with ease and then tell the new tomorrow you can come now when you please. So please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. And of course, when you are sick, there's certain things that you can't do. No, you just can't get up and run out and play right away. You have to wait. But there are lots of things that you can pretend while you're in bed. In fact, sometimes you could even pretend that you're looking into make-believe. Yeah, you know, make your own telescope the way we sometimes do and just look right in like this and pretend that you see Daniel's clock. And there's the fountain and the museum go round. And where's X's tree? There it is. And Henrietta's house. There's the factory. There's the trolley. I'm anxious to see the trolley today because it has its new whistle. Hey, trolley, come on in. Oh, trolley, that's a great whistle. Congratulations to you. Boy, does that ever look good. Yes, sir. Will you take us into the neighborhood of make-believe and see how things are there today? Ready to go? Okay, in we go.
Go fish! Go fish! Go fish! Go fish!
Oui?
Grand-père?
Oui, quelqu'un. Oh, bonjour, Norice.
Oh, bonjour, grand-père.
Comment ça va?
Oh, ça va bien, merci. Et vous?
Oh, très bien, il fait beau aujourd'hui.
But I'm afraid that Tad is not feeling very well today.
Tad? Le petit Tad Paul?
Oui, le petit Tad.
Oh.
He seems to have a sore throat.
Ah, mal à la gorge?
Is that how you say sore throat in French?
Oui.
Mal à la gorge.
Oui.
Well, I came over to ask you really if you had any oranges so I could give him one.
Oh, il faut demander à la machine.
You mean I ask the machine?
Oui.
Oh, all right.
Demandez à la machine.
Machine, do you have any oranges, please? That's funny, nothing happens.
Oh, no. Parce que il faut demander en français.
Oh, I have to ask in French.
Oui.
What's the word for orange in French?
Presque comme en anglais.
Almost like in English.
Oui.
Orange machine. Orange. Orange.
Oh, oh! Voilà. Très bien,
oh,
machine.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Vous aimez
ça? Do you think I could do it again?
Oh, mais certainement. Demandez à la machine.
Orange, s'il vous plaît.
Oh! Ah, très bien, orange.
Oh, that's fun.
Oui. Maintenant, vous en avez deux.
Oh, I have two now.
Oui.
Do you think it might have anything else?
La machine?
Oui.
Oui, vous pouvez essayer.
How about a book?
Oh,
what's the word for book in French?
Un livre.
A machine? Un livre, s'il vous plaît. Oh, a book. Merci, machine.
Très bien, machine.
Oh, look it. Grand-père.
Oui.
It's a book about model airplanes, see?
Oui, un livre d'avion.
How do you say the word in French, aeroplane?
Avion.
Avion.
Oui.
Could we try that on the machine, too?
Portade.
Oh, just a moment. Machine, avion, s'il vous plaît. Oh, Tad will just be thrilled with this.
Voilà un avion pour Tad.
Oui, merci beaucoup, grand-père. Thank you very much, machine.
Merci, machine. I'm hoping that Ted is feeling very much better.
Oh, I'll tell him that, grand-père.
Now you could take your little avion and fly to him.
I don't think so, but I will go singing.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, grand-père. I'm taking care of you.
Très bien, machine. Très bien. Vous avez bien fait. Oui. Au revoir.
I think I hear Nurse Miller.
Sing in, Nurse Miller. Oh. Let's take care of this son of mine here.
Oh, yes, Doctor.
His throat looks mighty sore, Nurse. I think he needs an injection.
I think so, too.
But, Daddy, I don't want an injection.
Oh, but it'll help you, son. I want you to get better, you know.
Oh, I want my mommy.
Oh, she'll be here in a minute, son. She's just finishing up her work at the museum.
Dad, do you know what I got from Grandpa's machine for you?
What did you get?
Oh, I got an orange. In fact, I got two oranges.
Oh.
And a model airplane.
A
book on model airplanes.
Oh, boy. Well, when are you going to give me the injection?
I just did.
You mean it's all over?
Yes.
Well, I thought that was just a little pinch you gave me.
Well, sometimes that's all an injection feels like, son. Just a little pinch.
Just a little pinch, Daddy. Well, where's the airplane?
Oh, just a minute. I have it in my bag here.
Oh, boy, a present from over at Grandpa's.
Isn't that a nice surprise, son?
Do you like this?
Oh, it's a great plane with a propeller in the front. Oh, make it fly, will you?
All right.
Round and around it goes. And it landed on my landing field right in my bed. Oh, boy.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hi, X.
Oh, hello, X. How are you?
Well, I'm okay, but I heard you aren't so good, Dad. I brought you something.
What's that?
Think of that, Daddy.
Isn't that nice of X, son?
Sure is.
Well, it's a leaf pillow.
No.
I made it out of putting two leaves together and then just stuffing it with other leaves.
Oh, that's a good idea. Could I put it behind my head?
Thank you.
Oh, that's so comfortable.
X, that was very thoughtful of you.
Thank you, X.
Did you make it with your own wings, X?
Yeah, I made it with my wings, Dr. Frog. I sure do like making things with my wings.
Very good.
It sure was pleasant of you. You're a pleasant neighbor. That's what you are, X, for somebody with a sore throat.
Well, I know how I feel when somebody brings me a little tidbit when I'm not feeling too good. So I thought I'd just fly over and give it to you. But I've got to be going off now. I'll see y'all later, okay?
Bye-bye,
X. All right. Goodbye, X.
Goodbye, X.
Well, son, isn't that lovely?
Very thoughtful of it.
Certainly was. Certainly was.
Well, you get comfortable now, son.
Oh, boy, is that
a nice pillow from X.
Oh, is that ever soft?
Your very own leaf pillow.
Oh, boy, is that ever nice.
Would you like to see your book now, son?
Oh, yes, I would.
All right.
Would
now,
you to me?
Just a moment. Here's your book.
Oh. What does that say on the front there, Nurse Miller?
That means book. A book in French. Un livre.
Oh.
See it? Look at all the different airplanes.
That first one there has three motors, son.
Oh, yes.
One on each wing and then one on the nose.
You see that?
Three propellers.
And the next one?
Oh, yeah. That's a high-wing monoplane, son.
That's a little door, Daddy.
Yes, that's where the people get in, and then there's has what they call wheel pants on the wheels.
You mean
there,
that field, Dr. Frog?
Yes, that's them.
Oh,
pants for the wheels.
Isn't that funny? Even the plane has pants just like you, son.
Then there's another one.
Oh, yes, that's a little more modern there.
Mm-hmm.
And the one there, my, that's one of your supersonic ones there.
That one there.
Yes, very fast, too, it is, Dad.
Oh, it looks like a hornet to me.
Yes, they certainly look like that, doesn't it?
Boy, they go imagine getting a book and a real model plane. And you got some oranges, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks, Nurse Miller. Is Mommy going to come? What's she doing?
Mommy is going to be home soon, Ted. And when she comes home, she tells me that she's going to make some of your favorite soup.
Oh, soup, I like.
Yes, that'll be good for you, son.
Oh, would you all sing me a little song? Hmm. A little song for a tadpole on a pillow.
Oh, Nurse Miller?
I'm taking care of you.
Oh, thank you.
Taking good care of you.
Yes, we are, son, every day.
For once I was very
too.
Now I take care of you.
Daddy, you were a tadpole once too, weren't you?
Yes, and sometimes when I was sick, I found that my mummy and my daddy would take care of me too, son.
Oh, and now you're grown up and taking care of me.
Yes, that's right.
Dr. Frog, I think he's going to sleep.
Ah, yes, well.
I think he's asleep, Dr. Frog.
Yes, I think he is too, Nurse Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I wonder if you could do me a favor.
What's that?
Do you think that you could take some of those lovely oranges that you got from Grandpa and take them to the castle?
Well, of course I will. I'll take them to Edgar Cook, and he'll help me squeeze them for Tad. I'm sure when he wakes up that he'd like some juice.
Just marvelous, Nurse Miller, just marvelous.
I'll do that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Nurse Miller.
Look after him. Taking good care of you. For once I was very hi, trolley. Bye, trolley.
Doctors and nurses study a long time to learn how to take good care of people. Did you see that orange come down from the machine? Do you remember how she said orange in French? Orange. This is orange juice. You know how you say orange juice in French? I learned it a long time ago. It's jus d'orange. Jus d'orange. Mm-hmm. You could say that next time you have orange juice. Jus d'orange. Very good. It's good for you, too. There. Well, it's time to clean up the bed. Oh, I'm sure Tad will be feeling better tomorrow. You see, he said, just feels like a pinch. Mm-hmm. do. We often put them away for the next time when we need them. In goes the bed. Now it's a couch. Those are important things to talk about, don't you think?
Yeah, I do.
Next time you're at the doctor's office, you can ask to see his stethoscope or his injection stuff. Because he really wants to keep you feeling good. There's some lady doctors, too. Mm-hmm. Your mom's, your dad's, your friends. Everybody wants you to feel good. Mm-hmm. And that's why they take such good care. Nurse Miller sang, "I'm taking care of you," didn't she? And there was Tad in his bed. She said, "All these airplanes are different." In the book, you know. Just like all people are different. Everybody has different feelings inside. That's why everybody's special. Because there are no two alike. No. You're the only friend I have exactly like you. Mm-hmm. That's why I like to be with you so much. Well, you know when we'll be together again? Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You make each day a special day by just your being you. Fly off. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.